Why do some people believe churches shouldn't use musical instruments? Why is this wrong? I guess that belief. There's a view of church life that says we should only do what the Bible commands us to do in worship, the regulative principle. Another view says we are free to do whatever the Bible doesn't forbid us to do. Now, neither of those is completely clear. Because virtually nobody only does what the Bible commands them to do. The Bible doesn't tell them what kind of shirt to wear. Doesn't tell them whether to stand at the front or the back when they preach. You could think of 100 things we do in our worship that the Bible doesn't make clear that we should do. And the people that say we're free to do whatever the Bible doesn't prohibit have to come to terms with, well, you got to work with principles and say that, well, you know, preaching with your clothes, you know, with a bathing suit on. Well, the Bible doesn't forbid it, but if John Piper walked out with a bathing suit on, it's just not going to help anybody. And so you got principles of helpfulness that you use. So I think this fear of using instruments was based on the regulative principle understood a certain way that said in the New Testament, you don't find any instruments. Singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, and nobody's playing a harp or a guitar or a drum in the New Testament. And I think that's a mistake to limit that way. Another reason why it was made, this decision was made, is that music was considered, accompanying music was considered an artificial way of arousing the affections. God should rouse your affections, and He should arouse your affections through truth and not through the artificiality of sounds that make us feel good. Well, there is a real danger in sounds, but goodness gracious, if you're going to go that route, then you got to do away with singing, because the human voice can make a beautiful sound that also is emotionally affecting. And God doesn't seem to be as afraid of instrumental in the Old Testament, voice in the New Testament, of possibly putting that stumbling block in our way. We just need to make sure that the accompaniment is suitable to the truth that we're saying, and that we go through the sound and through the truth to God Himself.